This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered on Friday at rallies around Australia. The protests are part of worldwide demonstrations calling for action to guard against climate change ahead of a UN summit in New York. Some of the first rallies in what is being billed as a global climate strike kicked off in Australia's largest city, Sydney, and the nation's capital, Canberra. Protest speaker Jean Hinchliffe tells a crowd of demonstrators, this second climate action rally picks up the pace dramatically.
At that first strike, I said that this was just the beginning, that we would keep striking, keep taking action, and do everything we could to avert this crisis. And today shows that we have followed through with that promise.
Australian demonstrators called for their nation to take more drastic action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Similar rallies are planned in cities around the globe Friday. A report by the Washington Post cites a U.S. intelligence community whistleblower saying President Donald Trump made a promise to a foreign leader, presumably Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The newspaper citing two former U.S. officials familiar with the matter. Now, a key U.S. House Democrat is accusing the Trump administration of withholding the serious whistleblower complaint. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The head of the House Intelligence Committee's warning he's ready to go to court to force the Trump administration to release information about a whistleblower complaint surrounding President Trump and a conversation with a foreign leader. Adam Schiff says the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community labeled the complaint serious and urgent.
That was the AP's Jackie Quinn. This is VOA News. The Zimbabwe